It's expected to be a trial that could last until the middle of December. New York's Attorney General has said there'll be at least 28 witnesses to come forward, including Donald Trump himself and his adult male children. As far as the defense team, well, there's over 100 people on that list, so there could be a lengthy back and forth with people providing testimony during this trial. And as you mentioned, it is a trial that one of the key components has already been somewhat resolved in a partial summary judgment. The judge here in New York ruling in favor of prosecutors, saying that Donald Trump had committed fraud. And some of the figures are quite staggering. He is alleged to have inflated assets by a tune of 17 to 38.5%. That's a valuation between $812 million to $2.2 billion.